This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
They are unnamed individuals, and yet their story is being recited until the end of times. This is a group of brothers who had a garden, and they would plan, basically, on one night, eventually, they would plan that the next morning, we're going to go early and take all the harvest so that the poor and needy people who come to the garden asking won't get anything at all. What happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran about a group of people. Scholars say these were three brothers who had inherited a garden from their father. In Surah Al-Qalam, from verses 17 to 33, they are unnamed individuals, and yet their story is being recited until the end of times. This is a group of brothers who had a garden, and they would plan, basically, on one night, eventually, they would plan that the next morning we're going to go early and take all the harvest so that the poor and needy people who come to the garden asking won't get anything at all. What happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us their story. Inna balawnahum, some people are being tested. Kama balawna ashab al-jannati idh aqsamu la yasrimunnaha musbihin wa la yastathnun. They said, we're going to go in the morning time. They swore, we're going to go in the morning time and take our harvest so that the poor people don't get access to it. And wa la yastathnun, they did not leave any thoughts for the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a very important point here in their story before we move on. They were going to do something evil. They could not even say inshallah because they weren't doing something good. Notice that if you generally are a person who always says inshallah, you say these three words, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's likely that you're not intending something evil. You don't say you're going to commit a sin inshallah, a'udhu billah. May Allah protect us all. If you can't say inshallah about an action, it's probably not something you should be doing. Moving on, وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ, they didn't say inshallah, it didn't even cross their mind. This is one of the signs that it's problematic. But if you get in the habit generally of saying inshallah, it also protects you from finding something that you start to hesitate with and say, I cannot even say by the will of Allah for this thing. Also, with this, we say charity increases your wealth. Does not take anything away from it. Charity does not decrease your wealth in any way whatsoever, as Allah tells us in the Quran, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminds us, what happens? They had a bad intention. In the night, فَطَافَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ فَأَصْبَحَتْ كَالصَّرِيمِ. Basically, a torment came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, punishment, and destroyed it completely, wiped it out. Desolate, complete, barren land. Destroyed for their bad intention. You are going to prevent people from something that they needed to live, and you have enough for yourselves as well. You had a bad intention for the poor and the needy. فَتَنَادَوْ مُصْبِحِينَ أَنِغْدُوا عَلَى حَرْثِكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَارِمِينَ. They called one another, let's go to our garden. When they got there, what happens? They're trying to prevent people. They are مَنَّاعٍ لِلْخَيْرِ. They're people who are preventing others. Look at society today and the structures that are established in different countries, preventing people from access to basic things that they need to live, whether it's food or access to healthcare or access to anything else. A lot of people facilitate those structures and don't realize they are part of those systems. And the reality is so many people are dying around us. Perhaps a number of people who are listening to this do not have access to healthcare. And at times that may be the reason they are struggling with something that ends up causing their lives to end or causing them to experience extra pain. And the reality is we have the ability to change the structures in our societies. But we need to care. We need to care about other people and not just ourselves. You may be well off. And alhamdulillah, if you are, may Allah bless you. But what about everybody else in society? What about future generations as well? Wherever you live, however it is the circumstances are today, you want to make sure that you are facilitating, reinforcing what is good and trying to change anything that is evil of a structure. What happens? They get to the garden and they basically found that it was wiped out. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهَا قَالُوا إِنَّا لَضَالُّونَ. They basically said, we must have lost our way. One scholar said, perhaps, in tafsir, perhaps they thought it was a different garden. إِنَّا لَضَالُّونَ, we've lost our way. But the other said, no, these people saw what they did, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them for it. And so what did they say? بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُمُونَ, we have been deprived of our livelihood. قَالَ أَوْسَطُهُمْ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ لَوْلَا تُسَبِّحُونَ. This is the best one amongst the three brothers. The middle one. Didn't I tell you to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Didn't I say that? And perhaps had you remembered Allah, we would not be in this situation. Maybe we wouldn't have committed the sin. Perhaps that would have saved us from all of this. Engage in tasbih and dhikr often, and perhaps that will protect you from a lifestyle of sinfulness or even one major sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. It was again dhikr and dua, tasbih, glorifying Allah. It was the reason that Yunus alayhi salam was saved from the belly of the whale. فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, had he not been amongst those who glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he, Yunus alayhi salam, would have remained in the belly of the whale until the day of judgment. تَسْمِيح ذِكِر دُعَى will save you, protect you. It's a light in this world of darkness. May Allah protect us all. Furthermore, this brother amongst the three was advising them. And yet, at the very end of the day, he went with their plan. Don't give in. Don't give in to pressure from your own family, community, society, other people, when what they're asking you to do is to violate the rights of Allah or the rights of other people. When they're telling you to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a test, and it's not easy. Especially if it's your loved ones. Especially if it's your siblings, your spouse, your parents, pressuring you to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not an easy test, but it's one we have to pass. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and guide our families and loved ones. Allahumma ameen. Notice as well, someone amongst them spoke up. One of them was wise enough to say something. So if you see something wrong with your family, community, or friends, the one who really cares will say something to them. Sometimes we see our friends doing the wrong things, posting the wrong things online, and we say, oh, I can't advise. Oh, that's not my role. But if you really care about your brother or your sister in Islam, you have to figure out a way strategically, wisely, humbly, somehow to advise them. Because if nobody advises, then how will we change? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and forgive us. Allahumma ameen. قَالُوا سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. They said, we were truly wrongdoers. خلاص. They admitted it. They confessed. They're repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the scholars said, perhaps the reason these three were unnamed in the Quran is because their sin was being mentioned. And they repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. They repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well, rather than doubling down as some people do. When they see the punishment, they become even more arrogant. Now these three said, we were wrong. فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ يَتَلَاوَمُونَ. They started blaming each other. It's your fault, it's your fault. Why did you allow us to do it? Why did you pressure us? قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا طَاغِينَ. We have certainly transgressed. We've crossed many lines. And then they said what? عَسَى رَبُّنَا أَن يُبْدِلَنَا خَيْرًا مِنْهَا إِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا رَغِبُونَ. Look at their optimism towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had just repented for the sin and they said, maybe Allah will grant us something better in its place. Allahu Akbar. The good assumption of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We turn to Him in hope. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds them and reminds the people after them, reminds the people of Quraysh and reminds us today that the punishment can strike in any form, in any way. Turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you can. And when you return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, still have good hopes and good assumptions towards Allah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the khayr, for the good of this world. But make sure there's a share for other people in any rizq that you have. Help those who are in need, help those who are struggling. And remember, at the end of the day, you are given this as a loan, as a test to see what you would do with it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts to the rights and to the needs of other people and forgive us for our shortcomings and protect us from ever being stingy with regards to other people. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in all of our wealth. Allahumma ameen.